Welcome to Time for 13 in 13. We are here to talk about episode 10, the Battle of Rancor Av Kolos. Did I get that right?
Oh, apparently, but I don't care.
With me as always is Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so here we are. We've gone through it. This is the episode 10, the last episode of the series for the 13th Doctor.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, I'm amazed. Like, this went fast.
Yeah, it really did. Even doing this podcast, it's sort of flown by.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's a short season, 10 episodes.
It's a short season, yeah.
But I'm still amazed. Like, okay, that really did just fly by.
And I'm also stunned by the fact that we're not going to get any Doctor Who in 2020. Until 2020.
Until 2020. You're going to get one episode in 2019, which we'll talk about probably near the end of this
after the end.
But this is it.
Like, in what other profession can you be like, I just want to take a year off? Like, I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but it's like they can make 22 episodes of Elementary in a year. You can't make 10 episodes of Doctor Who. Like, I know that there's a little bit of spoiled fan entitlement of, I admit fully, like, I want it. But at the same time, like, a year?
He probably needs more time to figure out how to use the TARDIS interior. Oh, I'm becoming.
He's very much learned how to use the Sonic.
My God! Yeah, okay. Let's chill out with the
Sonic.
Okay. Let's do this one. We'll do a little.
Okay. Let's get into the episode. All right. So, the season finale, the Battle of Rancor Av Kolos, aka.
So in a funny way, I first one I did was the Jedi and a toothy Sith. And then I was like, no, let's do something a little more like highbrow, like a dish best served cold. But then, but really the one that I was most happy with was, what the hell happened to Graham?
Yeah, it was quite a big change. Like, big move.
Okay, so here's the plot. Okay, so plot
summary. We need to talk about Graham.
Yeah, oh yeah, we need to talk about Graham.
There's my alternate title.
Did Graham take his meds? What is happening? All right, so the plot is the fam answers distress calls from a planet where Jedis live worshipping Tim Shaw, who was stranded there 3,500 years ago, and escape after foiling his plan to reverse engineer Starkiller Base and freeze-drying him, and Graham loses his mind. And the Doctor carries Gallifrey around in a crystal backpack. Period.
Was Gallifrey one of the planets?
Okay, so we're going to have to talk about that, aren't we?
I guess the I didn't pick up on that.
Okay, so characters, it's them with Paltraki, who's the Mark Addy, the big guest star of this episode,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which also the UX, is that what they're called? The Jedi people.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So, interesting characters. And Neo or Delph, I forget the name. There's some names like that, right? So, but basically, Tim Shaw, when she transports him in the first episode of the season, he then appears on this place with these two Jedi live. Okay. He takes over, becomes their god. His plan is to create a thing that can capture, using their powers, their Jedi powers, to literally encapsulate planets. When they put the planets back into the universe where they belong, it was pretty clear. You see the crystals go in all these places, and they only show you one planet. And the one planet they show you, in the split second, it materializes back to where it is, looks exactly like Gallifrey.
Okay.
And this is out there. I read a few things after I saw the episode, and there's other people saying this. Yeah, one of the planets was Gallifrey. That's pretty much what fanboys out there and fangirls, that's what a lot of people are thinking, that that's going to play into something next season.
Okay.
What does that mean? I don't know, but it did seem like that, because there was a reason why they only showed one of the planets, and it's that exact image of Gallifrey from what you've seen in previous series.
But so you're saying that that's setting up future thing.
Something.
If that was. Okay.
Yeah, who knows? But I would assume something. Or just the irony that here's the Doctor carrying around, after all that we've been through with the Day of the Doctor, and here we are carrying it around on my back. Like, maybe there's just a funny irony that's in there that, who knows what.
So in the last episode, you talked about how annoyed you were getting sort of in the that it seems to be stuck in this sort of procedural format.
Oh yeah,
and I feel that a lot in this one.
This even absolutely. More than
the
last episode.
The only because it's sort of like I was with the episode until about the halfway point, and then I started getting confused, and then I started getting annoyed, and then I just had to like. All right, I'll just go along with the characters. I'll just like go with the flow. I wasn't paying attention. I was with them with the mystery. Like, what's going on this planet? Who's it? Why is there the neural dampeners? Which it seems like they added that for no real good effect. I don't know why they added that extra layer of like it'll mess with your mind. It never really messes with anyone's mind, except when you see the captain. And it seems like the whole reason they introduced that was just so the captain couldn't answer their questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, but at the time I was with it. You know, so like what's happened to them? What happened to the thing? Where? Who is this captain? Why, you know, Paltraki, like what is his deal? And right. And then going along and the Ux and the mystery and what's happening, what's in the crystal that's shaking and all that stuff along. And then reveal like the big thing of like, I know that voice and it's Tim Shaw. Oh my God, it's the guy from the thing and he's back and everything. And like, and somewhere in the him not monologuing, like right. Like this is the point where you monologue him not monologuing, that was then I started getting confused because I didn't understand what the sci-fi part was, like what is happening, what are we doing, why are you capturing planets, for what end, like why are you still alive, like all these things like started to stack up and they weren't being answered in I guess anime fashion, and it just really started to annoy me.
So the opening I got very, very excited because what did we get? TARDIS interior.
Yeah,
for a minute.
Yes.
And then I was sad. And then I was kind of excited because I was like, wow, that opening with the Jedi, that was a cool effect. Like mm-hmm. the whole them when he's doing his, and I'm sorry, I know I'm being oversimplifying this, the Jedi, but you know, it's these monks, these people mm-hmm. who are basically able to warp and move and manipulate matter with their minds. That was a really cool effect. I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, it kind of remind. It, I wonder why, if they're going to introduce two long-lived races, mystery races, in the season, why won't you would you connect them? Because I can't remember their names, but the ones who were back in India who were cataloging all of the dead people. I'm like, those also were supposed to be like one of the old races, long-lived, and now you've introduced another old, long-lived race.
Well, they're travelers. These people stay in one spot.
There you go.
That's the difference. Well, no, but like, so, you know, and then here's the part. I mean, I'll just admit, because I'm a huge fan of mm-hmm. Graham.
Sure.
I guess you could make the argument that since he's seen Grace in the previous episode, but yet mm-hmm. he got his closure, yes. The whole thing that he turns into this raving, maniacal, revenge-filled killer –
And so matter of fact about it.
Yes, I honestly couldn't reconcile that. Hmm. So the whole episode, I'm like, when they're walking and he looks at her, the doctor and him have this great. I'm like, okay, no, this is wrong. I don't get this. This is outside the character that I've grown to love over the 9 episodes. I don't understand where this is going, and especially after what happened in the last episode. And then in the end, he chickens out anyway.
Yeah, it seems like that plotline would have been better for Ryan.
Yes,
but maybe yes. they sat in the regime and went, yeah, everyone thinks we'll do Ryan. What if it's Graham? And everyone went, ooh. Oh,
come on, that's so out of that character's what that character has shown as his character. That's not it.
And we'll get into some good stuff too. So we're not going to just harp on this whole thing. But while we're on the subject of complaining, in an episode of Tim Shaw and Stenza and Ux and all of these great sci-fi names, they really couldn't come up with anything but Sniper Bot. I mean, I know they're the Ghost Monument, but like, yes. Really? I mean, yes. Like, you couldn't come up with even Cyberman is pretty lazy, but I mean, like, for the 60s, I guess. But, you know, like, you couldn't come up with anything just like putting two words together? Like, I don't know. That was one of those, like, it was in the first draft and it just never got changed before they went. And then by the time they were in production, they're just like, eh.
Well, okay. And
you bring them back. back. I mean, come on.
And honestly, the title of the episode, I mean, you're picking, you basically wrote the whole story and you said, hey, let's pick one of the obscure, really confusing sounding things of the episode. Make that the title as misdirection,
yeah.
Which that's a trend maybe that's coming in the New Year special. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't, the whole thing. And then, you know, we talk about police procedural. Yeah. Here's the young cop and the old cop. and that old cop's going to get his revenge, but he's not. So he's going to, and what does it come down to? A police shootout where he takes out the criminal in the foot. Like, I mean, literally. And by the way, the criminal is like a 3,500-year-old old man.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't even put up a fight. And then we freeze dry him. And what? I mean, the only good things about this episode was the concept of the ox. I thought that was cool. I love the fact that we got the mention of a towing Earth in Journey's End.
Yeah, that was great.
And Boomtown.
Yeah, that was a great shout out.
And there's also the Slitheens. So uh-huh. I mean, that's cool. And I got to be honest, I had only one phrase of the episode. Her last phrase, none of us know for sure what's out there. That's why we keep looking. Keep your faith. Travel hopefully. The universe will surprise you constantly. That's it. That's literally all I had from the episode.
That's true. Yeah.
And I literally sat there when the episode ended. I went, this is one of the weirdest experience I've ever had watching Doctor Who. If I love the first 60 seconds and I love the last 60 seconds, you could take out everything in between and I'd be okay. Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's. I get what they're going for. Like something went wrong in his teleport thing. I wish it would have been something that he had tried to do something and that caused it to happen, as opposed to just like whoops-a-doodle.
Yeah.
But why 7,000 years? Because like you put him back that far and he has all this time to do these things. Okay. Like, I get the TARDIS that eventually brings you there too. But like in 7,000 years. Neither of the Ux went, wait a minute. Well,
3,500 years.
3,500? Oh, right. Okay. I thought it was 7,000. No, okay. Well, let's say even, okay. So even.
Yeah, 3,500, right?
3,000 years. 3,000 years.
Three millennia.
Right. 3,000 years. Not once. Even when the other person of your race is strapping you to a table, you're still like, nah, I'm still okay. Right. It just seems like that amount of time seems inordinate that it takes the doctor to like convince them. They're just like, because but when they're at 3,000 years, is she really going to be able to convince them?
Yeah, that's true.
Just, no,
that's
it just a seems really like so like and for no really good reason.
Yeah,
that needed to be that long. I mean, like, you could have done this in a couple of years. And it would have been accomplished the same amount of thing. Like, sure, they would have done a lot, but you'd been like, oh, wow, they're really technologically savvy. They really have the power. But, like, once you start thinking about that amount of time, you're like, that's all they did?
Yeah.
They only did 5 planets in the thing?
No, this seemed really...
It seems like this suffered from the end-of-season woes of just, like, they're, like, the train is rolling. Like, you really have to, like, and then, 7,000 years. And they it's having to get you, time's running out, so you have to get it done. And speaking of which.
Oh, hey, whoa, what's going on?
So, yes, this was definitely, it wasn't a bad episode. Like, they obviously, it was still better than It Takes You Away, which we wish they had taken away. But it, as a season ender, it was sort of like, you kind of, you're right. And it did have a great thing at the end of her speech. And and you're right. I mean, I'd say the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's a great, like, it's sort of like a all come together, sort of like all rally kind of thing. But I hope that the New Year's special has a lot more sort of oomph to it too, because as a season ender, this is kind of like, it just ended up being kind of just a regular episode. So though we brought Tim Shaw back and we sort of Graham dealt with his stuff and he and Ryan are on good terms, it was like, yeah, but if you look at any other season finale of any other season of Doctor Who since the reboot, like, they kind of go big.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, and we're over on time, but we've concluded the episode. Oh, and I think what's our number?
For end of the season.
Yeah. What's our rating?
I would say just for the like you said, the first one and last one, I would put it right in the middle at
fantastic.
So that'd be a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, boy, fantastic's a little much, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with fantastic because it definitely was not.
I had some moments, but the Graham character twist, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's first of all, series overall. It's good. I certainly
you want to do a season review or you want to wait till
let's wait. So let's talk about we'll do a little overview of the last one. But one thing real quick to look forward to for New Year's.
Yes.
So the predominant theory, this is not a spoiler because no one knows.
It's just a theory, yeah.
But I found the one thing that I found interesting is that there's a predominant theory that it's the Daleks.
Oh, interesting.
And because which I would think this is funny, is at the title of that episode is Resolution with nothing else. Mm. Wouldn't it be funny if the episode started with a cold open? It's the Daleks, and then you realize that the title of the episode is Resolution of the Daleks.
Oh, wow.
And I think that actually would be really fun. Would be really cool. I mean, we're gonna find out, but I mean, I kind of hope I actually really do hope it's something from the series. I mean, I hope they don't have to do anything new. I think now we should do something that is a little comfortable and some home cooking and soothing, and that way it'll tie us over to 2020.
Yeah. Cause now, it's gonna be a long year.
2020.
Come on, guys. How are we going to survive 2019?
There's a couple movies coming out this year next year that I think we'll be okay with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a couple little things happening.
So that's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other thing.
So anyway, it was like I said. I hope that Resolution resolves a lot of this kind of stuff, because I think as a season ender, this was pretty just middle of the road.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Once again, the production is great and the acting is really great, and like they're just the stories of the last couple ones have just not been up to par of the first start of the season. So they sort of have done the inverted triangle, just like started out really big and then sort of tapered off towards the end, which it happens.
Yeah.
So anyway, we ran over in time, but you know, end of the season. We got a little extra.
There's more to come. There's more to come.
More to come. Right. So we will be back to talk about the New Year's special when that happens. So see you next time.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.